The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah says, Sukkah hamadovlelos v'shetzilso merubim echamso k'sheiro. If a person has a sukkah where the schach is laid out, where every other piece of schach is raised higher than the next piece of schach, so in a certain sense that the sun would be at an angle, there would be a lot of light in the sukkah, because the sun would angle between the higher and lower schach. Or if you have a sukkah that's tzilsa merubim echamsa, has more shade than sunlight, k'sher it is kosher. The halacha of tzilsa merubim echamsa is in the Mishnah, brought down in the Mishnah that Beza Medal from Masechah Sukkah, which the Mishnah over there tells us that chamsa merubim etzilasa psula. If a person has more sunlight than shade in the sukkah, that is a psul. Why is it psul? Rashi explains, shachamsa merubim etzilasa hamuot batal b'roiv, because the minority amount of schach is batal in the roiv avir, in the roiv of open space. V'harehu k'misha enoi, as if it's not there, as if basically as if there's nothing there. V'al shem aschach kriya sukkah. And since the whole definition of sukkah is from the word schach, and if the schach is non-existent, so you cannot be considered sitting in a sukkah. So having chamsa miruba mitzilasa works with the concept of bittul b'roiv, and since bittul b'roiv is mevatel the miut, it's as if you have no schach at all. The Achrayim ask on Rashi from the Ramah in Yerideya Siman Tzadiches, look in the Maariv Tzchias, that the whole concept of bittul b'roiv does not apply in a case where we're makir the iser. Why? Because iser chol iser shemevatlin. If a person is makir the iser, if it's a noticeable thing, there's no din of bittul. Here, it's very obvious where the schach is and where the shade is. So why would we apply the concept of bittul b'roiv? And furthermore, how can you do bittul b'roiv at all in such a case where one, you have total avir, you have total air, and the other thing is schach? How is the ear and the schach interrelated to the point where we could say that the majority of ear, of avir, of open space is mevatel the schach? A similar thought is found in Rashi in a different place, where Rashi also brings in the concept of bittul b'roiv. Rashi says later on, "B'chol mili d'iraisa habitul amiut batal b'roiv." Anything that's a mili d'iraisa, we say the miut is batal b'roiv. And Rashi is discussing also schach. So the question is the same thing: what is the concept of bittul b'roiv that we find in the other places in Shas have anything to do with the discussion of bittul b'roiv that we have over here? Let's get back to our Mishnah over here. The Mishnah says, Sukkah hamaduv lelos. If you have a sukkah where some of the pieces of schach are raised and some of the pieces of schach are lower down, every other piece is higher than the next piece. So it's like a zigzag, or an accordion would be more of an exact way to describe it. You have every other piece is higher and every other piece is lower. Are we discussing a case where the sukkah has more shade than sunlight or not? Rashi in the Mishnah over here writes, "Shalehishva haschach lahashkev akonim zeitzel ze, ela echod lemaila, one is higher than the other, and umitayach kach, and because of this, chamsa meruba mitzilasa, there is more sunlight than shade." And still, Hashmina Masnis and Kol Sheilu Hayim Suchachem B'Shava Hayisatzilasa Merub Mechamasa K'sheira. the Mishnah is still teaching us that even though in the formation that they are right now, it is Chama Meruba Mitzilsa, still, since if they would be laid out equally, there would be more tzel, more shade than sunlight. So therefore, even though the way that they're set up is in a way where there's more sunlight than shade, it's still considered kosher. The Tur in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Aleph brings down a divergent opinion from Rabbeinu Yeshaya that disagrees with Rashi, and he says, Vadai it's pashat that if chamsa merubim mitzilasa psua. It cannot be that if you have more chama than tzel, it is going to be kosher. So obviously we're discussing in a case where it's more tzel than chama, possible to have more tzel than chama, and that's the discussion of the Mishnah. So what's the pshat in this machlokes? What did Rashi hold, and what did Rabbeinu Yeshaya hold? Rashi, we can explain Rashi's opinion with the following chakira. The halacha that a sukkah has to have more shade than sunlight, is that a halacha, is that a way how to measure the proper amount of schach that you need? Or is that a psul? That means that it's sort of another din, a second halacha, besides the fact that you have to have sufficient enough to create the schach, so to create the shade, sufficient schach to create the shade. But if there's somehow will be chamam ruv mitzilasa, that will be a psul. Now this, in essence, is the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Yeshaya. According to Rashi, having chamam meruv mitzilasa, having more sunlight than shade, is not a psul in and of itself. It's just a way how to be able to measure the proper amount of schach. If I have enough schach that the schach can technically provide more shade than sunlight, even though the current formation of the schach of the sukkah is not doing that, it's actually providing more sunlight than tzel, still, it's going to be kosher, because the tzel, the din of tzel that a sukkah needs, is just a measuring stick, it's just a yardstick to know how much schach to put on top. To create the name of schach, to give it the status of a sukkah, I have to have sufficient schach to be able to create more shade and sunlight, because otherwise, I'm simply not creating any shade. So what's my sukkah worth? Rabbeinu Yeshaya, on the other hand, holds no. Chama meruba mitzilasa is actually a psul. It actually voids the effect of the amount of schach, because even though I have the proper amount of schach, since now I have the formation that's not allowing the proper amount of shade, if this formation, particular formation, is allowing more sunlight than shade, that's going to void the effect of the schach, and that's going to put me back into a problem of chama meruba mitzilasa. There's a Rashi in the Beis Mabeis that says that the following lashon: the Yemaisa Mashiach oisam sukkas yir letzel laoineg ulamistar. When Mashiach comes, the sukkas then will be letzel laoineg ulamistar. Avla sukkas mitzvah eina letzel, but the sukkah of the sukkah's mitzvah, means the sukkah we make when we make the mitzvah of sukkah, is not for tzel, is not for shade. Fractive Pnei Yeshua, what do you mean that the sukkah that we made is not for tzel? The whole Masechta discusses that you have to have shade, you have to have tzel in your sukkah. How can Rashi say that only the sukkah's in Moshe Mashiach are going to be letzel, oinigul and mitzvah, but the sukkah's mitzvah are not letzel? Furthermore, there's Mefurash Gemara, sukkahs ganvil v'rakvish. The Gemara describes all different kinds of sukkahs that are created letzel. So how can Rashi say that the sukkah's mitzvah is not letzel? We can answer the following. Rashi is telling us that the tzel, the shade that a sukkah needs, is not because the purpose of the sukkah is for tzel. It's the measuring stick, it's the yardstick to know if this is a sukkah. If this sukkah creates enough shade or enough tzel to be protected from the sunlight, that confers a status of a sukkah on this dwelling, and therefore I'm a kind of mitzvah sukkah with it. But not that the tzel itself is the purpose and the intention of the sukkah. So that's what Rashi is saying. Well, the Ma'aseh Mashiach, the purpose will be actually for the tzel itself. But now the tzel is just used as a yardstick, as a measuring stick, to be able to confer the status of a sukkah, of a sukkah's mitzvah, in order to be kosher. And that will be the same explanation as we said before in Rashi over here in Sukkah HaMdevlalos, that the sukkah will have a status of a sukkah even though the current formation allows more sunlight than shade, because the chama, it happens to only enter because of the formation. But technically I have enough schach. So the schach here is enough to generate shade, even though in the current formation it is not generating shade. As opposed to the opinion of Ben Yeshaya holds that the schach has to, besides the amount of schach, it cannot have a psul of chama meruba, and that's viewed as a separate psul, as a side psul, and that will be a problem. Now, in fact, there is no mefurash al-fusa any place that there's a where we know the halacha of chamsa meruba mitzilasa. It's a smichas akra ba'alma. Now, it's possible that the reason is because it does not need a mefurash apasuk. It doesn't need a pasuk mefurashas, because it's simple logic. Why? Because if the whole status of a sukkah is based on the fact that it creates shade, so if you have more sunlight than shade, then you don't have a sukkah. And that is very possibly what Rashi is telling us in the Beis Menalv. Rashi is not discussing halachas of Bithel Beroiv, that you can ask a question from the Ramon Yerideya that it's Efshel Lakiroi. Rashi is saying a different kind of Bithel. Rashi is discussing a Bithel in the label. Are we able to label the schach or not? If there's Roiv Aver, then I'm simply not, I cannot label the sukkah schach, this schach, because this is not doing the purpose of schach. This is not creating the shade that we need. Insufficient shade is not considered schach. So therefore, Rashi is saying, since al shema schach kari sukkah, and there's not enough schach over here, why? Because the schach is not giving you the shade that it needs to give it the definition, to confer the status of a sukkah on this dwelling. Therefore, it's a problem of chamsa meruba mitzilasa. And therefore, it would not apply all the kashas that we had before. How does it apply to bittul beroiv? Or how can you do bittul on aver? Because Rashi is not describing actual bittul. Rashi is describing the bittul on the shem schach, on the name, on the label of the schach. To be able to label it schach, we have to make sure that the schach is providing the proper amount of shade. And if it's not, then we do not have the schach of sukkah mitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.